Surprise, surprise, another brawl. Looks like it. We're talking Wags Miami, and we have a special guest. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I feel like we're going to be playing this song over and over and over.
Every week. I love
I'm going to find us a new song.
Yeah, it's Dominique's favorite.
I hate it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us, After Buzzers. I am Heather Yared, your host for Wags Miami. Super excited to talk to a special guest this evening. But before we do, obviously, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Heather Yared. You can find me on Twitter at Heather Yared and on Instagram at Heather Yared. And I have my lovely co-hosts here with me this evening. Go ahead, Dominique.
Everybody, I'm Dominique Price, your host. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Dominique_ESQ.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
We are super, super excited because we have another lovely wag that has called in for an interview tonight.
So excited.
Yay. So let's see. Ring-a-ling. Hello, hello.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Good. Good. Claudia, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
No, of course. Thank you for having me.
So I personally want to cut right to the chase. As always, we know I'm super
tell us
direct.
All the details.
So we had Darnell on last week, and she shed a little bit of light on the relationships and the show and what's going on and what's not going on. And we just would love to hear. There's been a couple things that's been said. You know, there's been a lot of issues from the past that have been brought up, and we see what we see on reality TV. So talk to us a little bit about that. What are we not seeing? What should we know?
Well, I first wanted to say that the whole insinuation of me being protected on this show was a little ludicrous. When I heard you ladies bring that up, I'm like, so in the first episode, the girl who was being called an escort, being called a thought, the second episode, she's a homewrecker, and the third episode, she's actually, you know, they're showing my nudes, but I'm being protected. I thought that was just ludicrous. There's no way that I could be protected if, you know, pretty much all these allegations and all of these things are being brought to light, when in reality, I feel that nobody else is talking about anything that has happened in their life, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. I feel like all the ladies were showing their relationship in the present time. And I feel that for some reason, my storyline, I couldn't tell it myself. Other castmates just decided to make it their story to tell, which in reality, I feel that when we all started filming the show, none of us really knew each other. We all met pretty much on set. So me and Astrid, obviously, we knew each other. Darnell and Ashley, you could tell that they knew each other. Vanessa knew them as well. Matisha and Hensha were close. But as far as the group, as a whole, we were all just getting to know each other pretty much scene after scene.
And what was that? The whole bringing up the past and kind of talking about that, where did that come from? Because to us, it looked like it was out of the blue.
Well, I think it all started with the first episode when Hensha came on. Mm-hmm. That was actually her casting tape. So right when I got interviews for castings, right away they asked me, what is your drama with Hensha and Matisha? And I had never met Hensha before. Her and I, we had that whole social media hash out that I spoke about on the first episode, just basically her coming on my Instagram and pretty much saying the same thing she said on the show. You're an escort, you're a whore, this, that, and the third. But I never knew that it was all about this guy, because I had just met this guy. I never had met Hensha before. I didn't know who she was. And I actually found out the whole story on the show through Ashley. That's why if you guys listen to the first episode, you'll hear me tell Ashley, you know, this girl, she came on my social media. She pretty much was saying all these nasty things. That's not somebody that I really want to be around, especially since this is Darnell's engagement dinner. I don't want all this drama to resurface during her special moment and pretty much just kill it.
Yeah, and we see twice. She did it again tonight, which we'll talk to you about that in a little bit. But yeah, that's It looked like it. It looked.
But
like
I never mentioned the whole boyfriend thing because that I didn't know that storyline until it literally got brought up. Because yeah, so I actually, you know, that was a surprise to me because even on the second episode when I mentioned that I had gone to Paris, which by the way, me and him dated for 3 months. It wasn't just like I met him a week and then I flew
Thank
out to
you
Paris.
For clearing we were just wondering.
It was over. No, it's funny because I feel like I've lived my life so private on social media, on Instagram, on Twitter, of when I had Facebook, that literally, if you go back to my Instagram account with my like 2000 something pictures, you can see this is as it was all happening. Obviously, you won't see him in the pictures, but you'll see me flying to Paris, taking pictures in Paris, and just traveling back and forth to see him because he was here for a month in Miami. We met during my birthday week. We hung out that entire week and that entire month, and then he had to go back to Paris. We had really cool chemistry. We started dating, and I was going back and forth, but I was 23 years old, you know. I was just living life and, you know, having fun and not really wanting to settle down.
Who doesn't want to go to Paris with a fine gentleman? Like, we get it here. But Claudia, you brought up a really interesting point. You used to be a really private person. You don't see a lot of, you know, dating stuff, you know, on your social media prior to doing the show. And now, of course, they're bringing up all of the skeletons. How do you feel about now living such a public life where we're now being able to see the inner workings of your relationship? And I just want to say kudos because I really love what you've been showing through your relationship. You two are like goals. Super dope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when I first had my first experience dating an athlete back when I was 20 years old, we kind of had a public, not public relationship, but we were seen in public and pictures surfaced on the internet. And then I saw all the rumors and everything that comes up out just because you're seen with somebody who's in the public eye and just how you're perceived as a woman, just because, you know, you're seen with an athlete and, you know, you're an Instagram model or something like that. All of a sudden you're a jump off or you're this and you're that. And it's all really negative. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. not just that, but I feel like if you, every person you date or every person that, you know, you start getting to know, if you're going to publicize that, then you're going to have a whole trail on the internet of just every person that you've been with. And I mean, I just didn't want that. So I waited until I was really sure that I was happy and I was in a stable and steady relationship. And that's why, you know, I haven't been public with anybody else, and now my relationship with Julius is so public because I'm at that stage in my life where I really have just love, support, stability, a family, and I love that, and that just, it gives me life, and I love sharing that because it's really the best part of me.
Yeah, I mean, you can really tell a difference in this episode of your relationship with Julius compared to the other women.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You see the quality, the time. My question for you in regards to this episode was, how happy were you that you did not go to her birthday event?
Seriously. For not inviting me.
Right? She did you a favor. Just
oh, my gosh.
She did you a favor.
That was, I would have been with Astrid just holding a little champagne cup, not in the mix. Yeah.
Were you getting texts that night and messages and everything?
No, it's actually funny because I was in Green Bay, but I was flying back to Miami, and I was just looking at all the girls' snaps on Snapchat, and I was so jealous because their snaps were just so luxurious, and aww, it seemed like they were having the time of their lives. And the next day, I'm talking to Astrid, and I'm like, hey, man, that seemed like it was really fun. And she's like, girl, you don't even know. All hell broke loose.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
And I'm like, oh, my God. If all, you know, you could be fooled by Snapchat. You never know.
Always. Social media always fools. People only put the good.
Yes. Right.
You know what came to mind for me was, I feel like you had been targeted in the other episodes. Like, it was always some sort of topic, like you mentioned when the show started tonight. with you. And this time it went to Hentcha. Now, granted, she did exactly what you just mentioned, which was she brought up at Darnell's engagement party something that shouldn't have been brought up. She mm-hmm. called it out. And then she's doing it again here. Mm-hmm. You know, what was that like for you to watch her kind of be on the other side of that with Vanessa tonight? Did anything come up for you?
It didn't really for me. I'm just watching it like, yeah, this is exactly why I don't want to be around people like this, because it just brings me back. And when I referred to them as party girls, I referred to that because I was in that scene. I used to host clubs, you know. I used to be three nights, you know, out of the week just out in the club hosting with my girlfriends, and I know what that breeds, and I know that that's just dramatic, it's catty, you have just girls stepping over each other's toes, and that's something that I separated myself from even before I started dating Julius. It was a year before Julius and I actually got serious that I was just like, you know, I'm worn out, like, this is just too much work, and it's not for me.
Yeah.
And being that I have separated myself from it, I didn't want to, you know, just jump right back into it out of nowhere in this time of my life right now, because it's so unnecessary.
Yeah, you bring up, speaking of, like, I hear the theme is balance. Mm-hmm. When you're talking with Darnell in the episode from last night about, this is why I wanted to bring my child, you know, I wasn't able to embrace that and be 100% present when I was 18 and had my first. And this time around, I love being in that role. When did that click for you, that balance? What was it that was the trigger for you? Because that was amazing. When I heard that, I was like, now that's a hell of a mm-hmm. truthful answer there. Yeah. That's raw.
Right.
That was amazing.
So when I had my daughter, and I've never really opened up about this either, I had her when I was very young. I was 18 years old. My parents were very, very sheltered. They were Jehovah's Witnesses, so I grew up in a really, really just sheltered household where we had so many boundaries and we had so many rules. And I turned 17 and I met this boy, Kiana's dad. And I just fell head over heels in love. And I thought that I knew everything, and my parents didn't know what they were talking about. And I left my house because they just were not very fond of him. And I pursued this relationship, which was really unhealthy. It was violent. And I ended up pregnant. Everything that my parents told me was going to happen, happened. And I was just stuck in this really unhealthy relationship that I couldn't get out of. I was just very emotionally drained, and the only way that I got it out of that relationship is because it got so bad that he went to jail, and I was 6 months pregnant, and I just had no choice. I couldn't be with him. He was in jail, and I kind of had to face reality and see that, hey, you know, you're having this baby, and if you can't find strength for yourself, you have to find the strength for your child. And you have to just persevere and overcome this. And I had so much, I was battling with so much at the time that I really didn't embrace, you know, motherhood. I was coming out of a really destructive relationship. I was healing. I had to stop school and start working because I had to provide for Kiana. And thank God for my parents, because they were just so supportive and, you know, had my back as far as watching her the entire time. But I missed out on a lot those first years, and I didn't want that to happen with Amari. I'm in a relationship now with Julius, and I have so much support, so much love, and it's completely different. It's completely different than it was back then, and wow. I cherish that. I appreciate that, and that's what I was trying to convey or explain to Darnell.
Well, you did well.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, the depth. Yeah. I mean, I've always thought you had depth. There's something about, I feel like, I'm making an assumption here, but a lot of times, naturally beautiful women will be targeted as, like, being fake and being this. It's actually, I think, sometimes more difficult when you're attractive. You have people come down more hard on you. So with that assumption that can happen, I feel like tonight you absolutely, we got to see that. And this also explains why they say, oh, she's reserved. Like, she holds in, she tries to be like, oh, my pearls. But you grew up in a, you said Jehovah's Witness? Is that what your parents were?
Yes, my parents were Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, so like this is a big step for you to even probably be on the show and be this open. So kudos to you. That's awesome. Like I love hearing this. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you. Honestly, the whole reason why I had to bring my nanny was because I was literally told about the trip and the dates 2 days before. Mm-hmm. And we have a calendar where we tell them, you know, when we're working, what days. I travel back and forth between Miami and Green Bay. Normally, I move up to Green Bay for the season, but because we were filming Wags, I've been traveling back and forth. I also have an activewear line, and I also am the face for this online boutique, Hot Mommy Style. Mm-hmm. So my schedule was very busy, very hectic, and I had days that I just couldn't film and I couldn't shoot. And these 2 days that we were going to be in Bimini were the exact 2 days that Julius was flying in because he caught a break in Green Bay and he was coming to see me and the kids. So I was really mad, you know, but I had to just, you know, suck it up and go. My mom ended up staying with Kiana. So I have two kids as well. So leaving both of them with my mom, she's got her hands full. And I have my nanny who, just because you have a live-in nanny, you know, we're in the United States, their labor laws, not, you know, on call 24/7. So I couldn't just leave Amari behind and just have her work a whole 48 hours straight, because wow, she doesn't work nights. I'm with him from 7 p.m. until he wakes up the next morning. So that's why I chose to have her travel with me, because she would do her job, take care of him during the day while I was working, and then at night, when I was done filming, I would just go in and take over.
Got it.
Totally get it. None of us have kids, so I don't think any of us are judging whatever your parental decisions were to bring your child. And I commend you for even being willing to go out of town and still bring your nanny. A lot of people, you know, just would have said, forget it, I'm not going. But you did take that extra step, you know, to try and, you know, have fun with the girls and be there. So it sucks that the, you know, trip end up going the way it did, you know. But one of the things that I see a lot is that although this is reality TV, you know, you agree to completely put your entire life out there and have no control over editing. And so I think a lot of the stuff that you've shared with us, I'm just like, wow, you truly never know a person's history or know what they've been through. And so kudos to you for, you know, your openness and sharing this with us. But so far from what you've seen in the four episodes that have aired, do you feel like you are properly being portrayed? Do you feel like they're showing what actually happened? Are you agreeing with the storyline that they are trying to mold you into?
Well, my purpose for coming on the show is because I had just launched my activewear line, and I really wanted that to be my main storyline, because me taking sexy pictures, like, I've done this. I've done this my entire career. I was taking butt naked pictures when I was pregnant. I mean,
go girl.
It's not anything that's new to me. You know, it's not a new storyline. Julius does want me to be more conservative, but it's not something that bothers him. My main storyline, I mean, I just shot a billboard for my the boutique, but none of that was covered. Me and developing my line, that they were like, no, that's not your storyline. Astrid has her bikini line. Darnell has her line. That's too many lines. No, that's not your storyline.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's also why I was a diva on the show, because I'm like, okay, so you're basically telling me and letting these other girls tell my story for me. When I come up with storylines, you tell me it's not my storyline. So yeah, I'm not going to be all happy showing up to set like, oh yeah, let's talk about these nudes. Oh yeah, let's talk about me being an escort. No.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
You
know? Right. And it's definitely one of those things that, like, really frustrates me about reality TV, because you truly have no control over the storyline that they put you in. And trust me, I've been there, girl. Like, I've been there. I get it. But, you know, that brings me to another point. Like, you know, I always tell myself, like, hindsight, what would I have told Dominique prior to agreeing to do this show? And now that it's kind of unfolding this way, would you still have told yourself to do it, you know, months ago when you signed on the dotted lines?
I mean, this has been an experience for me, and Darnell tweeted about it the other day. She was just like, well, you put this show every week, because literally I did. Every week I was like, fuck this. I don't know if I'm allowed to curse.
Yeah, you can. No, you can say curse words.
but, you know, it's a learning experience, and at the end of the day, I think that Jules and our relationship, it solidifies our relationship, because I know there's a lot of talk and there's a lot of gossip and there's all these websites just pretty much just running their mouth on whatever they make our relationship out to be. And I think it really portrays our relationship in a great light. And I'm really happy about that. Even though all this other nonsense is out, I'm just happy that, you know, the family is portrayed in a good light. So
100%. I truly feel that your family is portrayed in the best light, but that is reality. It's not right. The editing.
It's a give or take. Yeah. So while some girls' relationships, I feel like, aren't getting that much light, we do get a chance to see yours with the hindsight, knowing that they might not be portraying your business or what you do, you know, for work correctly. You know, it's a give or take with reality. So thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. In your next outlet, you should definitely write something, or at least have some sort of a verbal show vlog maybe, about how to keep a man happy, because clearly you're doing a great job.
Acing it, girl. Tell us
your secret. Just FYI. So we want to definitely promote your line. So tell us again the name of your, you said it's sportswear, athletic wear?
Yes, it's Bear Ava. You can follow it on Instagram right now because our website is down. I'm integrating our shopping cart or our website into a shopping cart on my claudiacampedro.com. Because it gets more traffic, so.
Wonderful. Okay,
well, we are all workout girls, so if you want to send a package to AfterBuzz, we will definitely support.
Yeah, we'll wear it on the show. We'll definitely promote you. Follow.
And one more thing I wanted to clear up.
Yes, please.
About those nudes, because I was really caught off guard when that came up at the beach, and you could see me at the end of the episode where I'm just really over it, and I try to put on a hard face at the beach, but when we came back to the room, I was just like breaking down and literally in tears, because this was from a photo shoot I did when I kind of first started getting some notoriety, I guess, as an Instagram model and developing a fan base. And we did a test shoot for Playboy with this photographer, Joel Alvarez, who pretty much discovered me, put me on the mat. Hello.
Sorry. I love Joel. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. He does the Black Tag Project. So we did this test shoot for Playboy. The pictures came back, and honestly, that was my first time posing nude. They weren't my favorite. So we pulled the plug. He really wasn't happy with them either. And then years later, I wanted to make this like really cool coffee table book for my boyfriend, and I wanted to incorporate some sexy pictures. And I knew there were some in the batch that weren't just completely horrific. So I went back and I had some of these edited. And then all of a sudden, years later, when I'm actually 9 months pregnant with Amari, these pictures get put on an Instagram saying like Claudia Sampedro escort. This Instagram followed all of his teammates, followed all of his coaches, and was just like DMing them with these pictures. So these pictures were actually leaked. And this happened when I was 9 months pregnant.
Wow.
And they were like soliciting all of his teammates. So this was like a traumatic experience for me. So the fact that it was being brought up as like, oh, this is what you did when you had a daughter, like, no, this isn't what I did. I mean, I could have posed for Playboy, and trust me, if I had news, they would be on a magazine somewhere,
right.
But
get
not
your coin,
being
girl.
Leaked on Tumblr with my damn C-section scar popping, you know?
I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm so glad you cleared the air with that.
Right, that is like really, really crazy. I'm just like, this insane. Is why I scream at people to make sure you have those media releases intact, because...
Wow.
People can just do anything with your photos. It's absolutely crazy. But I would love for us to like end on a high note.
Well, I want to know real quick, what's going on with you and Vanessa now? Speaking of that, thank you for clearing that up, that these nudes were not what it was portrayed on the show. So how is that relationship with Vanessa? Is there still one right now?
No, I love Vanessa. She showed these pictures to Ashley because her, Darnell, and Ashley knew each other from before, but they didn't know me and Astrid. So I guess she had seen those pictures and she was just like, hey, look, this is one of the girls that we're filming with.
Yeah.
And then Ashley, you know, took it upon herself to make it a storyline.
Gotcha.
So I know.
Gotcha.
It wasn't Vanessa being just completely an asshole.
Wow. Well, Claudia, thanks so much for joining us. We love that you cleared the air, gave us all the good details and facts, and then a couple of exclusive information about yourself and your history and background, and We love you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
We love
you. Ladies.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes. All right. Well, you have yourself a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Wow.
I love her, though.
That
love
is awesome.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not one that likes to talk about editing and how it's not, you know, reality is reality.
Right.
We can't take away from the shows without, you know, we have to give what the fans see. That's their world. If we mix it up, it's bad. But that is wild.
Yeah.
Her parents, her background, that was amazing.
It makes so much sense.
It does. It does. And I think, Jen, you were telling me something about Julius. We didn't ask her about it because we knew it. But what happened with the drug thing?
He's
like,
cleared.
For the sports? Awesome.
He's cleared. I was going to say, you know, congratulations. But,
you know. Good. So he's cleared from that.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Their relationship in this episode, astounding.
I know. It was so sweet.
Her
and seeing how much
him.
He loves her. I love that.
Me too. Me too. But, you know, did y'all know that? Did the fans still write? Mail?
No, but that was so cute. I didn't know. And to the house, not even like a P.O. box?
No, it gets sent to the team first, and then sends it. They don't have their personal.
I was going to say, that makes sense then. All right.
I thought that was awesome. And I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh, fan mail still exists.
Yeah. and he sent like an actual pen for that. How cute.
Yeah, that
love
was
it.
Great. That was great. So speaking of sending pins, let's talk about sending some shade, okay? The core of this show, Birthday Brawl. And boy, did we have a brawl.
Right.
We see a lot of the cliques in this episode, okay? We have the Darnell, Ashley, Vanessa. We did see Vanessa play both sides. We got Vanessa, her real self. I think we saw her this time. What did you guys think of that? Her showing emotion, all of those things.
I think she said it herself. I think she kind of bottles her emotions in. So I think that's why you only get this exterior, like, I'm hard, I can do this kind of mentality. And I think it's because she doesn't want to deal with maybe some of the things that may be going on in her relationship, which it's really, really sad. But I was happy to see, you know, Ashley and Darnell take the time out to actually sit her down and have a conversation with her that she may not have been willing to open up in a group setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, definitely bottled things up. I don't blame her at all because the way that Hensha came at her, I felt that was so wrong. Hensha, to me, is like the main pot stirrer.
And you think so? Over Ashley?
Ooh.
It's a tight race.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think the difference between Ashley's drama and Hensha's drama is that I feel like Ashley is trying to be a little bit more constructive in why she's actually bringing stuff up.
Right.
Whereas
she asked her.
I feel like Hensha was trying to like pull the rug from under her. Like if you listen to one of her confessionals, she makes a point of saying it was because she was so happy and talking about how things were so great in her relationship. And I hate stuff like that. Like because you see me happy, you click to think, oh, now I should let her know this information.
It's wrong.
How about when you first met me, I would have taken you to the side and been like, homegirl, let me put you up on some game.
Absolutely. And the way she brings it up to Matisha at the store, you know I'm not fake, right? She said that, you know I'm not fake. Why would she even say
what
that?
What does it have to do with anything?
Yeah.
As validation.
Yeah.
That I'm not being, like, messy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you are.
100%. In the dinner, bagatelle, I have something to tell you later. I would have been so.
But did you notice how she was smiling with kind of like a snicker the entire way she said it? To me, I felt like, and while Vanessa was rightfully so irritated, I didn't feel like her intention for bringing it up at dinner, for even the contents of the information, was genuine. She wasn't telling her that to help her.
Oh, not at all. Especially right after she was talking about how happy she was in her relationship.
It was to bring her down.
It was for a reason. And you're right. She was smiling like, oh, by the way, I have something to tell you that'll just, you know, blow your mind.
Vanessa brought up a really good point when they got to the hotel and she said, you have my number. You could have called me. You could have texted me. She still hadn't tried to do either once they got to the hotel.
That was
a story play. Sounds like days away. Oh, totally a story play. Mm-hmm. Like, producers will tell you, please don't do XYZ until you guys are all together. Mm-hmm. Like, it is what it is, you know? So it's like you kind of have to understand both sides. Like, okay, she may not have had really sour intentions for waiting to not call her. But then again, girl code is girl code, and she could have told her that offline.
Oh, another girl code theme here. Mm-hmm.
There are tons. Maybe I'll write a book.
I thought it was interesting that Ashley heavily took up for Vanessa in that moment. When Astrid pulled Vanessa to the bathroom, she was like, why did you bring that up? Why did you have to do that? But when she did the Claudia episode one, I think it was, or two, she was like, we might as well talk about it now. We have to talk about it sometime.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a difference. It's one thing about you telling me that some chick has slept with my dude, and me trying to clear the air so that everyone's on the same page as far as of shade that you've kind of shared about one person over the others. So I think the level of information is different. Like, I could care less if you telling me, like, girl, she called you a hoe in a group setting. But you telling me that my boo is sleeping with hoes? That's a different time and place.
Different.
I don't agree. I think that either way, it's someone coming at somebody with information that's not pleasant. Whether it's calling me a hoe or whether it's about the guy that I'm with, there's a difference in the way she's being treated. Claudia, 110%. is being treated differently by these women, but it's not like they're hiding it. Ashley has blatantly said, I don't do plastics, and that's how she feels Claudia is. She said that on the show.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the Hinchel storyline. I didn't know we were talking comparing Claudia.
Well, Ashley, what I originally talked about was Ashley taking up for Vanessa and her not taking up for Claudia, and you guys mentioned that it was apples and oranges. This was girl on girl, this was girl on guy. So I'm saying the whole, like, Ashley, it's apparent that she just doesn't like Claudia. So her taking up for them, to me, it seemed different.
But I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I'm calling out something that's blatant. It's not like they're sitting there acting fake. She was just like, no, I don't want Claudia at my birthday, and I just don't like her. But it is really extreme. I can only imagine what it's like in real life, because that was really intense. Mm. What was funny, though, is when they started talking about vibrators. Vanessa comes off as the one that would never try a vibrator.
That's what
no
she said.
Videos, no pictures.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm a freak when, you know, I'm in my bedroom, but. Okay.
I guess I won't get a comment. I was about to ask questions, but I'm sure you guys won't answer if I ask.
No, anyway. I mean, I'm all for it. But my thing is, I get where she was coming from. Like, I would never send a video.
I don't
because
either.
I mean, the same way Claudia was just talking about how these nudes got leased from, you know, the photographer, or however they got out into the mainstream, I'm not putting anything to ever be mainstream. So I got where Vanessa was coming from. Like, relationships sometimes have an expiration date, and if that happens and these are still in his possession, I want to make sure that they're not going to be on TMZ tomorrow. So I got where she was coming from. So I kind of get the whole process of, like, keeping it to the bedroom or maybe Snapchat. Because we know it'll delete. I don't know, but just something.
I always say, I always did not like Snapchat, because I was like, Snapchat's for whores. And everyone's like, I always do my Janice Rossi, mm-hmm. like, accent when I do that from Goodfellas. But I say, that's what it's for. Dick pics and, like, titty mm-hmm. pics. Like, oh, check it out. It's going to disappear. Mm-hmm. But no.
People can still save them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They can now.
Yeah.
Well, not. Well, I mean, you could plug it into your computer and when you open.
Oh, that's too much.
I know.
You took it to another level. I'm like,
hey. I'm not doing it.
I'm curious. A lot of the conversation that comes up with these women is obviously that the athletes have commitment phobia, that they don't want to commit. Do you guys see this as really men that are just like, oh, I'm a commitment phobe? Or do you see it as loose lips? And when I say loose lips, I mean women who are just always ready to spread their legs, so they have no type of
opportunities.
I actually think it's a number of things. I don't think you can classify it as one, like, oh, it's because there's a plethora of women at their door. I think a lot of it has to do with trust issues, as far as wanting to protect themselves, because they have so many people that are like, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, not knowing what someone's true intentions are for being in the relationship. The fact that there are a plethora of women, I just feel like there's so much that goes into why an athlete does or doesn't settle down. I mean, let's look at Vanessa. She said that she's been in this relationship for going on 8 years, and they're not married yet. I think that doesn't surprise me.
So the hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. I wanted to talk
it's
about
crazy.
That.
That's bullshit.
I have always said to my friends and dad as a joke, but it's really not a joke. I say, if I was the girl that could hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, I'd be married by now. Because that is what women are doing. You've already just said that's crazy. I personally could not do it.
No.
Really?
No, I have a big mouth.
Yeah. So what I hear you saying is if you found something out, you've left the dude.
Mm-hmm.
And you've asked and you've gotten curious.
Oh, 100% I would leave.
Me too.
Wow. I can't be a doormat.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just in our personalities.
Well, I think for me, it's more so like, I'm going to ask you about it, but I will, for the most part, trust your answer until I'm given proof otherwise. Like, don't get me wrong. I may do a little investigation to check your answer out, but I'm, for the most part, I'm going to believe you. I have like a 3-strike rule. The first time I ask you about something, it's going to be totally on the honor code. The second time I ask you, I may have to do a little digging. The third time, I'm out.
What if he cleans up everything and doesn't? No, I mean, you could go through his phone and there could be nothing. But
I will never go through someone's phone. I will tell you that.
Then what's your investigating? That's what I assumed.
Oh, you know, I got little birdies.
Okay.
She can't say that on air. She can't say that.
Gotcha. I can't release all my secrets. Just know wondering. That I'll know.
Because, you know, in situations like that, people can know that you know, and then they'll be like, all right, I'm going to take 5 months off and then go back to being the way I was before.
Dominique is always watching.
Right, just wondering.
I was wondering if it was the 8-year thing. If because they were together for 8 years, because she brought up, am I wasting my time? Is this something that, like, what am I doing?
Well, yeah. I think it really gets back to identifying what you want. And I think if you have gone in along with this relationship of not establishing what you want out of the relationship, it's never going to be what you want. Like, if he thinks you're okay with just being his girlfriend or his fiance of 20 years, he's going to allow that to draw out.
Absolutely.
You kind of have to say, like, hey, I'm in this relationship because eventually I could see myself marrying you. And if he responds to you like, hey, I never want to get married, or, oh, I don't think you're marriage material, that's kind of where that conversation needs to happen. And it sounds like she may not be
They did, because he said, I'll marry you when I'm 30.
Right.
And so that they started again, when they were 22.
Right. So then she said again on tonight's episode that they had went to a wedding and that he kind of
started saying it,
danced around the idea of maybe proposing.
Do you think when guys do that, though, they're just saying that to, like, cover up? Like, when he's like, oh, I had a dream that you left me and my heart was broken. It's like,
She said that's a sign. Yeah, she told him, I'd like to respond, where she was like, that's a sign, boy.
Yeah.
You should do it. But my first thought was, he cheated. My first thought was, something must have happened for him to call and play that epic monologue over the phone.
Exactly.
Sure.
That's what I think. So immediately when he said that, I'd be like, all right, hang up, then call in and do the research.
I'm just glad that even though we had another brawl, right? We had another fight. I'm glad that we got to see the real Vanessa here.
Yeah.
She went at Hincha at the pool. They both stood up and they started going after it. A fight.
I was really surprised at Hincha's demeanor in this situation. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know that you were wrong. You knew going into this that you were going to, like, maybe apologize. And, you know, because the way Vanessa showed up, she really threw that plan out the door and was extremely defensive and took it to a low. I personally felt like Hincha was the aggressor in this situation, because I felt like all Vanessa was saying was, I don't want to talk about this here. Like, drop it. Let's have a good day and move on.
Yeah, Hincha came
way too hard.
For no reason.
And you're wrong. Strong and wrong, right, was Hincha's storyline.
Yes. And Matisha, how funny was
her
face?
She
was like, she was like this. She was like, like, she literally was not okay.
Yep. When Ashley came up,
I genuinely felt bad for her this
episode.
I did too. Because even when she goes back into the girls to kind of say bye, she gets, like, mauled, like, whatever. Like, I was
she's trying to have a nice life.
I was like, was really unnecessary. Like, Vanessa, I need you to grow up a little bit, because this has nothing to do with Matisha. Like, she was just trying to be a good friend because she's kind of in the middle here, you know? And she could have just left and not said anything to the girls, but she felt like she owed it to them to go and say bye. And then, you know,
Matisha's a really nice person.
It looks
she
like
is.
It.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any other way to cut it. I mean, every time you see her, the one thing that I saw her do with Astrid's show, I thought that was not. She did not own being late at all. She was just like, I'm trying to help you here. And I wanted to be like, well, then don't spread yourself so thin. But at least she said yes.
Right.
Regardless, in this one, she got eaten up. Yeah. Every time these shows end, I'm just so surprised, because I removed myself, I guess, from having a lot of women in my life like that. But, I mean, we really do see some hardcore cliques.
Oh, yeah.
Think it's hard not to have cliques in life. There are just certain people that you gravitate towards and you're like, okay, this is my kind of people. Especially when you have a large group of women like this, they're going to kind of, like, pop off into different clusters. But I think Claudia made a good point today. She was like, you know, her and Astrid were friends before this. Matisha and Hinsha were friends before this. Darnell and Ashley were friends before this. And I think Vanessa's kind of somewhere in there in between. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when you're put in an environment where you are legit filming for hours every day and you don't know all of the women that are around you, instead of trying to get to know other women or really put yourself out there or be vulnerable on camera, you're just going to be vulnerable to the person to your left that you already know, because you know they're not going to try any funny business. And right. I think that's what we're seeing play out.
Right. Well, speaking of knowing, let's talk about some predictions. What we may know is coming.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Jennifer, we'll start with you.
Well, Darnell, poor Darnell. I feel like something's going to go down there, and we'll see some breakups, and we'll see some, I guess, some good things happen. Yeah.
Very good.
I'm scared.
Dom, what you say, girl?
I am really excited to see this conversation between Ashley's boyfriend and her dad.
Philip and his dad?
Yes. We're getting ready to see Philip and Ashley's dad as Philip is getting ready to potentially ask Ashley to marry him. Mm. And I love a good proposal.
Yes. Oh, let's see. What do I predict? I predict, again, that all of the singles are going to remain single for the rest of the show. Simple as that.
Maybe someone will join the single ladies boat.
Of single ladies. Oh, good. I always have to break out in some sort of song.
It's okay. We're here for it. Clearly, we started dancing.
Well, guys, thanks so much for tuning in tonight for episode 4. Wags Birthday Brawl. I am one of your hosts, Heather Yared. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared. And lovely ladies to my left, where can they find you?
And you know, you can find me, Dominique Price, on Twitter and Instagram at DominiqueP_ESQ.
I'm Jennifer Leone. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.